Okay, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
My name is Grace Shen, and I work with OMF International. Next slide. Yeah, I've actually been serving in East Asia among a Muslim people for about 8 years now. So I finished my second term. And I just want to thank you as a church. Some of you guys don't know me, but you as a church have been praying for me over these years. So I want to thank you for that. And this morning, just kind of tell you a little bit more in person about what we've been doing and give you some more prayer requests as well. So, I serve among a Muslim people in East Asia, and a lot of us know a lot about Muslim people, but we don't think often about how they are Muslims in East Asia as well. And so you can see from some of these pictures that what they look like and some of the things that are in their households. So they dress more like Muslims. The women in the earlier picture you saw, that the women wear a head covering, and the men will also wear a white hat, and that shows their submission to God. And then even in a lot of their homes, you can see a lot of influence from Islam. And for example, among Muslims, it's important for them to have the scriptures in Arabic. So even though the people in our country don't speak Arabic, you can see a lot of Arabic writing of scriptures and the names of Allah on their walls here. And the top right picture is actually a prayer rug, and it's a rug of Mecca. So actually, more and more people from our country are going to Mecca every year. There are about 10,000 that go every year. And when they come back from Mecca, they come back even more devoted to Islam than before. So in recent years, you can see that come out in the dress, the way people dress. So now, in the last couple of years, we can see women in the full hijab, where we didn't see that before. And the mosques are getting built up even larger and larger than before as well. So for Muslims, it is important that they are supposed to pray 5 times a day in the mosque. And so the Muslims generally live in communities together, and there will be at least one or maybe two or three mosques in their area. So we can see quite a lot of mosques around our province and around our whole area. Okay. I want to share with you a couple of our ministry principles, because whenever you want to share the gospel, it's important to think about who you're actually talking to. And the Muslim person's mindset would be different from a Buddhist or from a secular person's mindset. So for us as a team, we think about, it's important for us to really focus on bringing people to Jesus Christ. He's the focus rather than a system of a religion. So whenever we're talking about the gospel, we really focus on just gospel truths rather than giving a name for all of it. And the second principle is that we try to use commonalities to build bridges with them. So for example, that plays out in our identity. For Muslims, they are taught that Christians are worship three gods, that we worship God the Father, God the Son, and then Mary, the Mother. And so they think we're actually polytheistic. And then their image of Christians is actually that we're very loose morally, because they see, what plays out in Hollywood movies that are from America, and they say, America is supposed to be a Christian nation, so that must be what Christians are like. So when we introduce ourselves to our Muslim friends, we actually try not to use the term Christian, because they have a misunderstanding of what that means right away. But we try to just open the doors for more conversation with them. So we say, we believe and worship only one Creator God as well, and we follow Jesus. And then, because it's not a term that they know right away, they often ask us, what does that mean? So what do you believe? And that opens the door for more conversation, which is a really good opportunity. Another bridge is just how we live our life, our lifestyle. So for example, Muslims, they eat halal food. So there are strict dietary regulations, like they can't eat pork. They don't drink alcohol or smoke. And so when we're in China, when we're in Asia, we also follow those guidelines for our life. We wouldn't eat pork in our homes, and we eat in Muslim restaurants outside. So that way they feel like they can come to our homes and trust us that our homes are clean, because fellowship and sharing food and inviting people to your homes is a really important way to open your life up to each other. And so we have seen that our Muslim friends will come into our homes. Also, our terms, the way we talk about religious things, we try to use terms that are more similar to how they talk about religious things. So, for example, a lot of their prophets are the same prophets as in our Bible, but they'll use Arabic names for them. So Moses, they call Musa. And so when we talk about these things, for as much as we can, we try to use their terms as well. And so we go from the similar things, and then we build into the gospel message. Finally, we also try to focus on affinity groups, which means that if we meet one Muslim person, then we want to get as much as we can, have them invite their friends or their natural circles, like maybe their families or coworkers, to get to know us as well. That way, that we hope that as we share Christ with them, we're doing it in groups. And then as they move closer to Him, they can also move closer to Him in groups as well. And then eventually be a support system for each other and hopefully one day be a church. Because as you might know, if a Muslim does become a Christian, they'll often get cut off from everyone else. So we hope that they can move together in groups and be a support system for each other. Another thing I didn't put up on here was that we do actually try to see a holistic witness for them, which has to do with sharing the truth with them. It means that they want to experience the gospel in a friendship encounter, which means that we really pour our lives to them. We hope that also they could experience God directly through dreams and visions, and so we do pray for that. We have seen some people be healed, I think, but we haven't heard of anyone actually tell us they've gotten dreams or visions, but we do believe that God can do that, especially among the Muslim people. And also a cultural encounter, which means that they can see what it means to live out Christ within their culture. So these are some of the ministry principles that we have for sharing with the Muslims. Okay, as I said, I've been overseas for 2 terms now, and if any of you were here before, you may remember that when I was first overseas, we had a humanitarian foundation registered in our area. And so through that foundation, we were able to do some development projects, especially among the more poor areas in the rural places. So we did some projects like adult literacy. We did some rainwater cisterns, latrines, and some English programs. Okay, but then in 2008 and 2009, actually, the situation changed for us, and the government closed down all of the foreign-run foundations. And we were working through the foundations, and we had our visas to stay there through the foundation. So it was a huge blow for us, and we didn't know how we could stay and be there anymore. But we really felt like God was only beginning the work among the Muslim people, so it was important for us to stay there. So we really sought God's guidance for what to do next. Okay? And so in a couple years ago, one of my teammates and I decided to open a business. So through the business, we could get our own visa. And his background is in software development, which is good, but my background is not like that. My background is in civil engineering, so I don't have business or software development background or really interest. So it was a huge step of faith for me, or for both of us, too. And we really asked the Lord that if this is what He wanted us to do, that He would show us and He would open the doors for us. So through the registration process, we actually faced a lot of barriers, but in the end, we were able to get through with it in some unexpected ways. And so we felt like that was God's confirmation to us that He wanted us to do this. So through our business, we hope to have a few means for ministry. One is through our Muslim customers, one is through our employees, and one is through the Muslim community around us. Okay. Actually, Muslim people are often businessmen themselves. Muhammad was a tradesman, and Muslims think that anything that Muhammad did was worthy of repeating, including down to his hairstyle. So a lot of them are businessmen as well, and so we are now too. And the good thing about our company is that we do software and websites, so we can actually service any kind of industry. So it gives us good opportunity to be talking with them as well. Okay? Okay, next. We also hope to have a ministry through our employees. by having some Muslim employees that we hire and work alongside with, so they can see our witness in daily life as well as outside of the workplace. And then we also hope to hire some local Christians who have a heart for Muslims. Among the wider Christian network in our country, there's starting to be an interest to work with Muslims, actually, but they don't know how to do it. And we're still learning, too, but we think it could be a great opportunity that they could have a platform to live and work in our area, but also learn together with us and what would be some appropriate ways to minister with Muslims. Okay. So some prayer requests would be that you would pray that God would help us to be a strong witness for Christ among the Muslim business community. And we've already begun talking to, so far we've had different kinds of customers, some who are foreign and some who are not Muslims, but we have been talking to some Muslim business people as well. And as they see that we have Christians and Muslims working together in one business, they're really interested to see what that's about. And so the conversation has begun, but we want to pray for more opportunities like that. And also, we want to really have a different kind of a witness, because Muslims can be successful business people, but they're often dishonest, and that's how they earn their money. So we want to show that, you know, true devout followers of God and ones who follow Christ are actually honest people, and you want to trust them, and you want to work together with them, with us. And also, yeah, you can pray with us for our employees, that God would bring us some more. We're always looking to hire. So we are looking for more Muslim employees who God has prepared their heart to hear about them, or some Christians who want to share with the Muslims. I think the last point on there would be that you would also pray for our success in business. Our behind the scenes, our business is actually owned by my missions agency, which is OMF. So any profit that comes from it will go into OMF projects still. But also, it's important for us to be successful because the government does always check on us. Every year, they look through all of our papers. And if we aren't a viable business, then they probably won't let us stay. So, and we do want to be a viable business as well. Another way for us to do ministry through our business is that we, as a company, want to have a positive impact on the community. And so we say within our business papers that we want to do some social programs. And that's a way that, on a smaller scale, we feel like we can do some of the things we did in the past in the more poor areas. So one program recently that we just finished up was a sheep loan program, where we there's a small village of farmers, and they needed to move down from a very remote area to a better area. And so we helped them finance that by buying them about 30 sheep, and they could each family could raise the sheep for about 1 year, and any lambs that were born to those sheep they could keep and then sell for profit. So as we do these kinds of programs, we share our lives with them. We spend the night with them and a couple of days with them each time we go to check up on how the program is going. And through that, we're able to listen to what's on their heart. They share about their lives with us, and we pray with them for any of their needs. We share stories from the Bible, and we also show them the Jesus film and give it to them if they have a means to watch it. Okay? So, yeah, please pray with us for future projects in community service projects. In that specific village, we just finished the most recent one this past summer. So we want to discuss with them what would be a good project to do next, now that they're in the new community. And we hope that through these villagers in their new village, we can get to know the rest of the people there. And finally, of course, pray for salvation to all of them. That's what we really want to see happen. It would be great. We've gotten to know them over a period of 6 years or so. So it's actually a very strong relationship. So we hope that through that, it'd be great if we one day see them come to Christ as a whole village. Okay? Finally, in the last couple of years, God has opened up opportunities for us in the college campus. We were invited to do some counseling-type activities in the college classrooms. So we did some activities like, what are your value systems in life? How do you do conflict resolution, dating kinds of things. And then through these activities, we collected people's contact information. And the ones who are Muslim, we have continued to connect, invite them to our homes. Next slide. Next, invite them to our homes so we share food with them and we continue discussions with them. And the great thing is that when we met them, we were kind of like a teacher for them in the classroom. And so it's a natural position for us to speak into their lives. And again, we build off of the commonalities that we are believers and worshipers of only one true God. And then we start with stories that they would be a little bit familiar with, like from creation, and then build up to how Jesus is, how God's plan for salvation was through Jesus. Okay. So please pray with us for the students' hearts to really be hungry for the truth. It's our responsibility to love on them, to spend time with them, and to share the gospel truth with them. That's our part, but then, of course, the decision is up to them whether they want to receive or not. So really pray with us that the Holy Spirit would move their hearts and want them to follow the truth. So the last point is that as they do recognize the truth, even then, that they would be faithful and have the courage to follow that truth. We have a few college students who have prayed to receive Christ as Savior, but when they go home and they tell their families about what they did, their families had told them, that doesn't sound right. And so they came back and told us that they can't continue studying the Bible with us, actually. But we still are meeting with them for fellowship and to pray with them. But I would ask you to pray with us that they would, the truth that they've heard in their hearts, they wouldn't be able to let it go easily. And that it would burn in their hearts, and that they, no matter what their family says to them, that they would really want to follow after the truth. Okay, I think that's all for this morning. But thank you again for your prayers, and I hope that as you hear these things, that you would be encouraged that God is, all of these opportunities I think God has opened for us to be witnesses for Him. And I think He does the same for us here as well. So pray for Him, for us to open our eyes to see what opportunities He has for us wherever we are. Thank you.